Very much. Brazil thanks the UN Office on Genocide Prevention and IADRL for organizing this summit. I'll make a few comments and if I leave a question for the panel in these 2 minutes. As a country that values and protects its rich religious diversity, Brazil believes that spirituality, religion, and belief can contribute to promote the inherent dignity of the human person and to the eradication of racism, xenophobia, and all forms of discrimination. They can also play a key role in leaving no one behind. For instance, partnership with religious actors has been key in our efforts to assist migrants and refugees recently arriving in our country. In Brazil, we had a twofold approach on religious intolerance. Religious intolerance is a crime, punishable with detention and fine, but we also adopt positive measures to safeguard religious diversity. We have awareness campaigns every day on January 21st. There is a day, national day to counter religious intolerance. In his first days in office, President Bolsonaro enacted a law guaranteeing students the right to be absent from activities when they are scheduled in days incompatible with their religion. We are seriously concerned at multiplying and worsening acts of intolerance and violence based on religion or belief, including against religious minorities all over the world. Many speakers already mentioned the attacks on mosques in Christchurch, on several churches in Sri Lanka, and on synagogues in Pittsburgh, and just 2 days ago near San Diego, as disturbing evidence of this trend. Brazil once again strongly condemns the terrorist attacks in Sri Lanka, which killed and injured hundreds of people on Easter Sunday. Persecution, discrimination, and violence against Christians worldwide are a growing concern of our government. Many speakers today and yesterday mentioned the role of the internet and social media in spreading hate speech and incitement to violence. And my question is, how can we better involve the information technology sector as a key partner in this dialogue to counter this trend? I thank you very much, and I hope I was within the 2 minutes.